it is amazing. It is amazing the feeling that we get. The feeling that we get when we feel that unsettling stomach, that worry, and we don't know where it's coming from. We don't know. So here we are. Make sure you begin from a standing posture. Your eyes are closed. And you are in full agreement. You are an Oman. Listen to your body as if it was your very first time. Listen then, as if a child at play. You're allowing each sensation, each movement to guide you through. This is how you lengthen your days. And in our meditation, we get this opportunity to expand our self-identity in the unity of the body, in the truth of the moment. No other way. Accepting the new. Accepting the truth. As an artist in agreement with the experience, with what nature has given, expressing it to the fullest, you become deserving of the next step, of eternity. In the ancient language, Oman is an artist, but it was also given as a title to any person who became an expert in their field. Just like a PhD title. It was actually a title given before a person's name, Oman, when the person had reached the level of expert. When a person has dedicated themselves to that art, whatever they were doing. When they have put their mind and their heart into their trade. Years ago, an elderly person was a person who has achieved a level of awareness, a certain level of consciousness. They were a person to go to an elderly. An elderly had a different meaning than it may mean today, and whenever you're listening to this in the 21st century, elderly may not be such a compliment. And it's not something we want to achieve, but in the old days, the meaning of the word old comes from the word deservant, deserving. Zakai and zaken. Zach is deserving from that root. And this is what we want. We want not to grow old, but to become deserving. And then old age is nothing more than years. Now, science has proven that. And we, even in our very simple ways, if we take better care of ourselves physically, if we take care better of our food, of our sleep, of our physical movement, the body does not grow old as fast. But now we're talking about something even greater. The inner being not growing old, not getting tired, always having that sense of fresh and new excitement for every moment, appreciation of every moment, desire for the unknown. Not fear of the unknown, desire for the unknown. Make sure you relax into your posture, into your movement. Listen to your body. I'm going to give you some time to embody those thoughts. And then we're going to use inner keys to bring us to words. I received a question recently about breath. And in my answer of breath, I also answered that breath is actually something that we use on many different levels. And one of them is we express words by holding breath and extending breath. And words are containers. And how much breath we hold between words would indicate the state of our being. How much air there is in the words would indicate the state of our being. So we're going to use words and inner keys, inner commands, to fully experience and embody the state of an artist, a man, and the state of the zaken, or zakai, the servant. There we go. Let's begin with the first inner key. Make sure you repeat it with your inner voice. I want. to receive a lot of energy. And just like an artist, Oman, allow each and every moment to be born and be deserving of it. And fill my head and my neck. And fill my head and my neck. Next in the key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want. To receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And just like an artist, a man, to give birth to each moment. And be deserving of it. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. You see, if we are not allowing each moment to be born, and we limit it through certain philosophies or certain understandings that we bring in advance into each moment, the moment receives beauty of what you bring, but it also receives a limitation within it. Anytime we create limitation, we create depression. We don't want to limit the moment of growth. Remember, we are doing this in a meditative state. This is why it's so different. We're talking about meditation, our inner experience, during those specific times that we are together. In everyday life, there are moments for limitation. That's how we build and create and through limitations, but not in our meditative state. That's a very big difference. We must always remember our teaching is about a meditative state. Very good. Next inner key, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. And just like an oman, an artist, to give fresh life to the canvas, to each moment, to this moment. To be deserving of this moment. Zakai. And fill my chest cavity, my chest, and let it happen. Very good. Next thing to keep, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. Just like an artist. Put your heart and your mind into each moment, into this moment. To be deserving of this moment. And fill my upper abdomen. Upper abdomen. Next thing, key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to express my Oman into this moment. to be deserving of this moment. And fill my lower abdomen. Wow, you're doing very well. Each floor of the body gives us a new way of connecting with ourselves and of connecting with nature around us, with the reality. Each floor of the body has its own different way of fulfilling the bouquet of senses that we need to experience the fullest joy of every moment. So we go step by step, and then we appreciate the bouquet when we go the full key of the entire body. As we go flower by flower, floor by floor. You're doing amazing. Next inner key, please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To awaken the Aman within me. To be deserving of this moment. And fill my legs and feet. Beautiful. Excellent. And the final key, the final inner command. As we bring it all together, as all the colors are now part of this new painting, are on the canvas, all of them in beautiful harmony, placing themselves in front of us and giving us a new expression of every moment, of this moment. Here it is. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To awaken the artist, the Aman, in this moment. To become zakai, deserving, not zakin, which is old, but zakai, and fill my entire body, and fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. Feel it. Feel the energy is just is just amazing. And wherever you are in the world right now, whether you are live or on the replay, I know you're there. This is for you. This is why we are experiencing it together right now. Outside of time. What unites us is not the words. Not the words alone. The words are keys that open doors. What unites us is our intention. The moment my intention and your intention align, and to the level that it aligns, there we meet energetically. It's like a signal across the universe, across time, above time. We become deserving of that signal. And we are the artist that brought it, that let it live. Notice how slowly the energy was building. We were not sure. We were not sure of the connection between the artist and the old, the elderly. But now we do. I want to thank you for being here today. You have done an amazing job. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy a little longer, even though the audio is over. You can stay with the energy. Let it embody. Notice your experience, your posture, your breath, your movement, your stillness. You are in full agreement. My name is Eric Waldman. This has been the Oman Meditation. Until next time. Thank you.